Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week in Science Fantastic, we probe the cutting edge of science. Science that affects your life. Science that affects the way you view the universe. And if you want to get on 100 radio stations and the internet, which carry Science Fantastic, then why don't you give us a call? The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Once again, the call letter, if you want to get on 100 radio stations and the internet, which carry Science Fantastic, the number to call is 612-564-8135. And just remember that no question is, quote, too stupid or too dumb to put on national radio. Because sometimes the dumb questions are the most profound questions of all. For example, years and years ago in England, there was a young gentleman who was sent home because of the plague. People were dying because of a disease. He was sent home, and he was walking on his country estate, and he saw an apple fall to the ground. Well, apples fall to the ground all the time. But then he asked himself a profound question. If an apple falls to the ground, why doesn't the moon also fall? Well, he had to come up with a new theory of the moon in order to show that the moon is like an apple. But it doesn't fall toward the earth. It misses the earth. In fact, it just circles around the earth. And that young man was Isaac Newton. He worked out the theory of the heavens just because when he was a child, he asked himself a simple question. If an apple falls to the ground, then why can't the moon also fall? Well, the moon actually does fall. The moon actually obeys the same laws as an apple. But of course, the moon is far away. It spins around the earth rather than falling toward the earth itself. And then there was a young boy who was barely in his teens who asked himself a simple question. And that is, he thought that light travels at a very fast velocity. And so he asked himself, well, if light travels so fast, then can you outrace a light beam? Such a simple question. Stupid answer, right? Outrace a light beam. Well, it took him 10 years from the age of 16 to the age of 26 to figure out the question, can you outrace a light beam? And the answer is no, you cannot, because light is has the ultimate velocity in the universe. And the young man's name was Albert Einstein. And from that came the atomic bomb, nuclear reactors, and much of the architecture of modern society. Well, speaking about modern society, you may want to get a copy of my latest book, Quantum Supremacy, talking about the coming of a new generation of supercomputers that will leave the old computers in the dust. And that is quantum computers. Computers that compute on atoms, not just transistors. You know, we've had three great industrial revolutions so far. In the 1800s, we had the Industrial Revolution. We physicists worked out the laws of steam power, and that gave us steam engines, it gave us water wheels, it gave us factories, it gave us the Industrial Revolution. And then physicists worked out the laws of electricity and magnetism, and that gave us the Electric Revolution with light bulbs, with machinery that spun because of electricity, power lines, all that because we physicists worked out the laws of electricity. And then, right after World War II, we worked out the quantum theory and the transistor. And the transistor, in turn, gave us the computer revolution of today. So we've had three great revolutions. the Industrial Revolution based on steam power, the Electric Revolution based on electricity and magnetism, and now the Computer Revolution based on transistors. But now we are entering the fourth great revolution profiled in my book, Quantum Supremacy. We're entering the quantum age with supercomputers, artificial intelligence, and quantum computers. You know, we have something called Moore's Law, which says that computer power doubles every 18 months. And for the most part, we don't notice it until we hit the cusp, and then things start to rocket way past our expectations. Same thing with artificial intelligence. We used to laugh at artificial intelligence, seeing the movies and watching all these clunky robots. Robots will never come close to a human intelligence. Well, people aren't laughing anymore because we hit the cusp, and now artificial intelligence is on everyone's agenda. Things are going to be cheaper, faster, better. For example, chatbots are already entering the marketplace. You can talk to them. Think about that. You can actually talk to a computer, and you could ask it to write an essay. Let's say you're writing a term paper for an English class, and you have to write a term paper about Mark Twain. You just go to the chatbot and say, write an essay for me about the life and work of Mark Twain. And boom, not in a matter of weeks or months, but in a matter of seconds, you now have an essay about Mark Twain. So that's the good aspect. It's going to make life faster, cheaper, better. Robots will be almost like humans. You'll talk to them. But there's a downside to this. Every technology, of course, has to be harnessed correctly, and there's a downside to this. First of all, chatbots cannot tell the difference between right and wrong, truth and lies. You can lie to a chatbot, and the chatbot doesn't know whether that lie is correct or not. So you need a fact checker, and the fact checkers don't yet exist for chatbots. Right and wrong? Nope. The computer does not know the difference between what is right and what is wrong. Therefore, you can use chatbots to propagate false news, lies, deceptions. Yes, it's a machine. You're talking to a machine that has the appearance of talking like a human, and it does not know the difference between right and wrong, truth and falsehood. So you can have the chatbot say all sorts of nonsense as a consequence. In other words, the chatbot is like a tape recorder. It faithfully scans the entire internet looking for quotations about, let's say, Mark Twain, and puts together an essay, a great essay for your English class about the life of Mark Twain. But because it's a tape recorder, it does not know the difference between right and wrong, truth and lies, and therefore it can propagate all sorts of nonsense as well. And that's what's happening in the presidential election, for example. There's a premium placed on getting lies into the national media. And sure enough, chatbots are already being used to make all sorts of weird statements that get on the national news. And also, chatbots will hallucinate. Now, what is hallucination? Well, see, chatbots do not know the difference between right and wrong. So teenagers, for example, could get on the internet and say all sorts of garbagey, nonsensical things about Mark Twain, let's say, and the computer doesn't know the difference between truthhood and falsehood, so it'll pick and choose and incorporate nonsense. So in other words, chatbots will deceive. Let's say you're writing a paper and you have to have footnotes, but the chatbot says, well, there's not much literature on this topic that you want, so what does the chatbot do? It makes it up. It actually will make up footnotes. Think about this. There was actually a test where you go to a chatbot, ask it to basically lie about a reference, like a quotation from Mark Twain. He died years ago, and you say, well, what did he say recently? Well, he didn't say anything recently, but you can ask that. And the robot will hallucinate and make up stuff. And so it's a double-edged sword. So let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of the next revolution beyond this, and that is quantum computers. The ultimate computer is the topic of the next segment on Science Fantastic. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612 1-800-564-8135 and ask that question that you've always wanted an answer, and you can be on Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And if you want to find out what I do, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and you can find all about the things that I've written, the bestsellers that I've written, television appearances, what have you, background scientific papers that I publish. mkaku.org is the website to go to. Well, as I said before, artificial intelligence like chatbots is a revolution in software. It's a revolution in coding. However, there's yet another revolution coming down the pike very soon, which is a revolution in hardware, making the computer itself millions of times more powerful. And that is quantum computers. Well, what makes a computer so powerful? The fact that it has so many transistors. Each transistor is like a gate that controls the flow of electricity. And from that, you can use it to count things. Therefore, digital computers count. They count zeros and ones, zeros and ones, zeros and ones, but they count at the speed of light. And so it appears as if it's thinking. It's not thinking at all. It's simply computing the flow of electricity through thousands and thousands of gates inside a transistor. Well, how small is a transistor? Well, maybe 10 to 50 atoms across. Sooner or later, it'll hit a few atoms across, and at that point, it will collapse. Moore's law will eventually collapse. Moore's law is the foundation upon which modern society is based. A modern society has computers. Everybody knows that. But Moore's law will eventually collapse. Therefore, we need a successor to Moore's law. We can no longer compute on atoms in the coming decades. So what do? I mean, we can no longer compute on transistors in the future. We have to compute on atoms, and that's the quantum computer. Now, maybe you've seen a quantum computer on the news. I was on TV several times where actually I was there right next to a quantum computer. And a quantum computer looks like a chandelier, a huge, gigantic, 6-feet-tall chandelier with all these wires and things. But that's not the quantum computer. That's the cooling system. It takes that amount of cooling to cool down the atoms down to near absolute zero. The quantum computer itself is a tiny, tiny box at the bottom of this chandelier. So what can you do with it? You can begin to mimic Mother Nature. Why can't we cure cancer, Parkinson's? Why can't we attack so many different kinds of chemical processes? It's because computers are adding machines. They count zeros and ones, zeros and ones, zeros and ones. It's painful, and it's very slow, but that's what we use for today. Quantum computers use what Mother Nature uses, the flow of electrons. When you go outside and you see the plants, you see the animals, you see the lush vegetation everywhere you look outside, it's doing a computation. It's doing chemical reactions. They are doing quantum calculations. So Mother Nature, in some sense, is a quantum computer, computing on atoms. And that's the power of quantum computers. Now let's do a race between a digital computer with transistors and a quantum computer based on atoms. Let's put a mouse in a maze. And the digital computer has to compute all the paths of a mouse in a maze. Very tedious. After it hits a brick wall, the mouse has to go left or right, left or right. Hundreds of decisions going left or right as a mouse moves in a maze. Tedious. One by one, it has to look at all the trajectories. Now, you put a quantum mouse in a quantum computer, and bingo, it scans all the paths simultaneously to give you the right answer almost instantly. Think about that. Almost instantaneously, rather than one by one, it will scan all possible paths of a maze and give you the correct answer. So how much more powerful is a quantum computer than a transistor computer? And the answer is obvious now. Infinitely. It is infinitely more powerful because it computes simultaneously on all possible trajectories. So where can we use it? Well, we can use it in medicine because medicine is basically molecular. Cancer is a disease of molecules and genes. That's why we can't cure it. When we look for a cure for disease, it's trial and error. Painful. That's how we discover penicillin. That's how many drugs are discovered by trial and error. Nothing systematic. But that's where quantum computers can come in. Chemistry without chemicals. Chemistry done by computers. Think about that. Chemical reactions that can be modeled by a computer program. That's what Mother Nature does. And that's what scientists want to do with the next generation of computers. Now, anything this powerful, anything this great, must have a dark side. And yes, there is a dark side to quantum computers. Quantum computers are so powerful, they can break any known digital code. Let me repeat that again. A quantum computer can break any known digital code. But think about it for a moment. The crown jewels of any intelligence agency, the CIA, the KGB, the crown jewels can be broken into by a quantum computer. You see, all the coding that we have to save our secrets is done digitally. How do we do it? We ask a computer to factorize a very large number. We know, for example, that 4 is 2 times 2. 5 is 1 times 5. That's called factorization. You factorize a number into its components. Now let me give you a number that's 100 digits long. And then I ask you to factorize it as the product of 2 smaller digits. Well, how long would it take? It would take you a few thousand years to get the answer to that simple question. Factorize a number that is 100 digits long. Well, quantum computers can crack that problem almost instantly because it simultaneously scans all possible combinations. Amazing. So who's interested in this technology? The CIA. We know from leaks from the CIA that yes, the CIA is worried about this. Any nation which perfects the first quantum computer can in principle crack any known digital code. And in fact, the very first nation to create a workable all-purpose quantum computer that can crack any known digital code, that nation may want to keep it a secret. They want to keep it a secret so they can crack everybody's code and not tell you. And not tell you that, oh, by the way, we just cracked your code last night with a quantum computer. That's the danger. The danger is that it is a race. A race between the Chinese, the Russians, the United States, between IBM, between Microsoft. All of them are working on quantum computers. And they're looking at different architectures for quantum computers. In China, for example, they're building quantum computers based on laser beams. Laser beams will also do computations quantum mechanically. And so, yes, the Chinese have a device that is many times faster than a digital computer for a specific problem. And they do it using light beams rather than electrons. Now, in the United States, IBM, Microsoft, all of them, they're not stupid. They know that that could be the next game changer. They're building quantum computers based on electrons. So who's going to win? We don't know. There are advantages and disadvantages to each one, but the CIA is worried. We know that NIST, for example, which controls the standardization for the United States government, the standardization of physical constants, for example, NIST issued a document saying that quantum computers that can break any known code are not here yet. It's still early in the game. But it's only a matter of time before a quantum computer has the ability to crack any known digital code. And so, be prepared. Start to lay the groundwork now. Start to think about how to get around this fact. Because otherwise, you could be out in left field with all your secrets on display. Think about that. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And afterwards, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station or the website you're listening to, and bingo, maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Give us a call, 612-564-8135 is the number to call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says recovery of the missing construction workers presumed dead is still the top priority at the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse.
We need to continue to focus on recovery because we have to bring a sense of closure to these families.
Speaking on Friday, Moore said the situation remains complex as crews work to clear the harbor to eventually get it back open. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said that lowering interest rates would not be suitable until officials are assured that inflation is progressing towards the Fed's 2% target goal. Speaking from San Francisco Friday, Powell referenced the latest inflation data, which he indicated aligns with the central bank's projections. Beware of fake eclipse glasses, experts warn. The American Astronomical Society advises using approved glasses on April 8th, ensuring they're designed to block nearly all visible light. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In the first part of Science Fantastic, we talked about quantum computers, digital computers, the future of computation. It's all in my book, Quantum Supremacy, now a New York Times bestseller. But in this part of Science Fantastic, we're going to take your listener phone call. We want you to call 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Okay, well, let's move on now and take the first listener phone call.
My name is Thomas. I'm calling from Big Spring, Texas. I'm listening to the Mighty 1490 here, and my question for Dr. Kaku is, how long do you think it'll be before we obtain 10%, 20%, or 50% of light speed to make the trip to Alpha Centauri? That's my question. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, you ask a fascinating question that's riveted the attention of astronomers and physicists for many a decade. And let me give you the bad news, and then let me give you the good news. The bad news, first of all, is that we cannot attain light speed. We can't even come close to light speed. Our fastest rocket to go to Alpha Centauri, the nearest star, would take 70,000 years traveling at conventional rocket velocities. Let me repeat that again. I know you're not going to want to hear this, but it would take 70,000 years for a conventional chemical rocket to go from the Earth to the nearest star, 4 light years from the Earth, Alpha Centauri. So you may say to yourself, there's got to be a way to cut down 70,000 years. Many proposals have been made. One proposal that has been made is to use fusion power. That is, you have a device that scoops up hydrogen in the forward direction, like an ice cream cone, burns it inside its engine, and then uses that as thrust to get close to the speed of light, well, maybe 10%, 20% the speed of light. And that's a possibility, using a gigantic ice cream scoop to scoop up interstellar hydrogen gas, burn it in a fusion reactor to create thrust. Another possibility is further down the line, these are all, of course, in the next century, and another possibility is to use rockets that use, let's say, nuclear power, rockets that use antimatter. Now, antimatter does exist. We play with antimatter at our atom smashers in Geneva, Switzerland, but it's very rare, very expensive. It would bankrupt the planet Earth to build a starship with enough antimatter to reach the nearby stars. So, what are we going to do? Well, one proposal that'll shave a few thousand years off these proposals is to send a solar sail. A sail that is several hundred miles across, that looks like a sail, that scoops up sunlight and will eventually rocket to near the speed of light and will reach the nearby star within a matter of, let's say, 50 or so years. So that is a possibility. So we're not talking a starship like the like what you see in the movies. We're not talking about the Enterprise. We're talking about a device the size of a postage stamp that is energized by laser beams fired either from a solar sail or from a bank of laser beams on the Earth. This is possible, and again, the time frame for that is about 100 years. So, what are we going to do in the meantime? Just wait. But let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, I'll continue a discussion of when can we reach the stars. You're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Well, before the break, we had a question from an individual who asked, well, when are we going to reach the stars? Well, I hate to break the news, but chemical rockets will take 70,000 years to reach the nearest star. The next possibility beyond that is to use ion drives, to use ion scoops that scoop up hydrogen gas in the forward direction, antimatter engines. All these technologies are for the next century. So don't get your hopes up that we're going to attain that possibility anytime soon. And then the next question is, what about warp drive? Well, warp drive is a possibility. However, it's an unlikely one because it'll take the energy comparable to that of a black hole or a star in order to drive a warp drive engine. And so, yes, we physicists have looked at warp drive engines. There are several proposals in the literature, in fact. But let's face it, this is a technology way beyond what we can muster. It's an energy of a black hole. It's an energy of a star. We could barely burn gasoline, let alone harness the energy of a star or a black hole. But, yeah, maybe aliens in outer space have already done this, in which case they are what is called a Type 3 civilization, a civilization thousands of years more advanced than us. And then for them, warp drive may be a possibility. So I'm not going to rule it out, but it's not for us. Don't expect any enterprising individuals to have a warp engine anytime soon. Now, in the Star Trek series, they get around this fact by saying that there's an enterprising individual who does create the first warp drive engine. I saw that program, and I would have to admit that, no, I don't think so. If we ever reach the stars, we'll have to piggyback on an alien civilization that gives us the technology, or else we're going to have to wait a few thousand years before we, too, can reach the stars. Okay, let's go on and take the next listener phone call.
Dr. Cock, this is Larry Chan from Manhattan hearing you on GCN. I have a question about porcupines. I saw a video where lions tried to hunt a porcupine, but it was impossible to kill because its quills were so dangerous. I'm wondering why evolution didn't make it so that almost all animals have spikes like the porcupine. Wouldn't it be an evolutionary advantage if lions had spike quills, or if giraffes had spike quills, or if jackals had spike quills? The spikes would make them virtually indestructible.
Well, you ask an interesting question. You're saying that does evolution have a direction? A direction, for example, that would arm certain animals to have all sorts of defense mechanisms? And the answer is no. The reason why is that evolution is blind. It doesn't have a set agenda. You can't write a to-do list for things to evolve in a certain way. You can imagine, just in an afternoon, you can imagine an animal that would have all sorts of advantages over other animals, but evolution being random does not seem to prefer going in that direction. Let's say, for example, the human brain. The human brain gives us a tremendous evolutionary advantage because we can plan, we can plot, we can scheme, we can think days, weeks, months, years into the future. Animals can't do any of those things. Animals live for the moment because there was no need. There was no need for a large brain on the part of most animals. And so the same thing with porcupine quills. Yes, it's nice to have quills. Yes, it's nice to have them as a protection mechanism, but other animals will survive without quills. And so, in other words, it's a crapshoot. It's a crapshoot. Mother Nature takes all sorts of different kinds of designs and simply lets them evolve. And the creature that evolves, evolves not by design, but by simply survivability. And quills give a certain level of survivability to porcupines, but lions don't need that to survive. Other animals don't need quills to survive. And it costs energy, biological energy, to make a detour in evolution. And so evolution is blind. It goes in the direction of what works. If it works, then evolution will prefer that direction. Porcupine quills work for porcupines, but other animals survive very well without porcupine quills. And so that's why you will not find porcupine quills everywhere throughout the animal kingdom. Okay? Evolution is blind. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters at the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and you can get on Science Fantastic.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call into the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And maybe you can get on national radio and the internet. And if you want to find out more about what I do, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. You'll see references to my bestsellers. I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. You'll see references to what I do for a living, which is working on something called string theory, which attempts to complete Einstein's dream of a theory of everything. And the different interviews that I've done for national TV and radio. Okay, well, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hi, Mikhail. My name is Frank. I'm in Red Bluff, California, and I listen to you on KRAC Radio, 1370 AM. My question would be, if every planet has a magnetic force around it, and how these UFOs would be traveling is possibly they have a magnetic amplifier or some sort that can use the magnification of the planets to travel, like two opposite poles. That seems very possible in a dream world, I guess, maybe, but I'd like to know what your thoughts are on possible a magnetic amplifier. Thanks a lot, and enjoy your show. Bye.
Well, you ask a very interesting question, and we physicists have actually looked into that. The magnetic field of the Earth is about half a Gauss. Okay, so think of a compass needle. The compass needle will align to the North Pole and the South Pole, and the strength of the magnetic field hitting your compass is about half a Gauss, okay? Now, when you go to an MRI machine and you put in the magnetic field, which will then take photographs of the inside of your body using an MRI scan, you're hit with about 10,000 Gauss. So you're subject to quite a bit more magnetic field strength than an ordinary compass needle. And that's why they tell you to remove all metals before going to an MRI machine. In fact, several accidents have been reported because workers sometimes forget to tell people this, and magnetic objects like keys will then fly across the room, literally fly across the room and injure people. This has actually happened because people did not remove all metals when they are inside an MRI machine. So if you want to use magnetism for interstellar drive, you have a problem. And the problem is that in principle, yes, you can use magnetism to whip around the universe, but you need an awful lot of magnetism to do that. And unfortunately, at the present time, half a Gauss is simply not enough to do that. Again, 10,000 Gauss is enough to whip a key across the room. But we're talking about going to the stars now, and there's simply not enough energy to do that. Now, you may say to yourself, what happens if the flying saucer generates its own magnetic field? Well, yeah, that's a possibility. But again, you have to do the math. And when you deal with the math, you realize that even a large magnetic object in a half a Gauss magnetic field simply does not give you enough energy to go across the stars. So sorry about that. It's something that we've looked at, but magnetic drive is not in the cards. Sorry about that. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hi, Professor Kaku. This is Gabriel Womack calling from Chattanooga, Tennessee. And I was just wondering if I can get some insight on quantum entanglement. Thank you.
Okay, quantum entanglement is at the cutting edge of research in quantum computers. If you have a regular computer, the transistors inside your PC, they don't talk to each other, okay? They don't communicate with each other. However, at the quantum level, you do get communications between these things, because at the quantum level, the electron is a wave. And because the electron is a wave, it cuts across several atoms and will create information flowing between atoms. And that is one of the reasons why they're so powerful. They can share information, and that sharing is called quantum entanglement. Now, how fast can you share information? Well, get this. In principle, you can share information instantaneously, faster than the speed of light. Now, that's caused a tremendous stir in certain communities, because people would say, aha, that's Star Trek. That's how the Enterprise communicates with headquarters, with Starfleet headquarters, by using quantum entanglement, which goes faster than the speed of light. You know, on Star Trek, you have subspace communicators, whatever they are, that allow you to communicate with headquarters many, many, many light years away, and it should take many, many decades for the message to reach headquarters, but they do it instantly for national television. Well, is that possible? Well, there's a catch. There's always a catch someplace. Einstein hated that idea because nothing can go faster than light, said Einstein. Not even quantum entanglement. It cannot go faster than light. So what's the catch? The catch is that when physicists have actually done this transferring of information, it's random information, not usable for communication. So in other words, sorry about that, you cannot use quantum entanglement to communicate with Starfleet headquarters. You need perhaps a black hole to do that. Quantum entanglement, nice try, is simply not powerful enough to break the light barrier. So Einstein has the last laugh on this one. But of course, Einstein himself worked on wormholes. He's the one who invented the concept of wormholes. Maybe that's the way to communicate with Starfleet headquarters. Well, unfortunately, we've run out of time. Once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.